Hi, welcome to the latest episode of Mistress Mia's Dungeon. I'm your brilliant hostess.
You said it like it's a question. Hostess?
Possibly.
Am I a hostess? I don't know.
I haven't introduced you yet, John.
Oh, I'll be quiet. Proceed. You have my permission.
Okay, good. Okay. So glad I do. Anywho, welcome to Mistress Mia's Dungeon. I'm your hostess, Mistress Mia, and of course you know my crazy, my brilliant, my wacky, I always like to say wacky-do.
I know you do.
I know, I don't know why I go back to that.
I don't know why you can't just tell them I'm good-looking, they might believe you.
Okay,
I'm sorry,
I don't think of you that
it's
way.
It's a stretch, okay,
All
I'm
right.
sorry.
Okay. Sexy Lord Bala,
yeah,
Johnny
yeah.
Hotcakes, woo. Master John!
There it is, woo, it is I'm here, Master John.
I know on one little thing before you go, you went,
at the party, when I get up there, I know you're going to make me get up there with the microphone at some point.
Yes.
So I'm just going to get up there and say, it is I, Master John.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, our good friend Jay, he just messaged me and he said, he loves it when you said, I'm a fire-breathing dragon.
I am a motherfucking fire-breathing dragon.
I'm a little dragon.
I just told one of my friends last week, I'm like, I leveled up. I'm a level 2 dragon now. Bitches.
All right, John. We have
All right.
to be serious.
No. So,
yes, we
no.
have to. Just a little bit.
We're never serious.
No, we're not.
Okay.
So, anywho, tonight we're going to talk about unusual punishments.
That is serious.
That is very serious.
So serious.
So serious. Mm. Yeah. So I have some stories of my own that I know you always find interesting.
I do.
But we're going to get straight to the list, though.
We do have a list here.
We do. Do you want to read the first one, John?
Sure.
Now, this is from lushstories.com.
Lush Stories?
Yes, Lush.
They are Lush.
Lush, like plush, like flush.
I'm sure you flushed somebody as a punishment before.
I have indeed. All right.
Okay, stick your head in the toilet and flush it. That sounds like something a bully would do in high school.
Yes, okay. Yes it is. But okay. They liked it.
I bet they did.
So.
Okay, I was talking to a dom who was a friend of mine, and we got on to the subject of punishment. Honestly, I thought there was just two big ones, orgasm denial and spanking, whipping, etc. So I was really surprised when he started reeling off this list of things like figging, which I had never heard of. It really got me thinking, and I've only just started looking into BDSM world, so I was wondering, what are the most unusual punishments you have ever administered or experienced? Now, that they've come through, and some of these are replies to that. One of them, let me look down here real quick because it was good. It says, figging is not really a punishment, it's more like an extreme form of pleasure.
Ooh.
Damn. Now, we have a friend who figged herself for punishment.
Yeah.
And then she did it again for fun.
I was going to say, she does that quite often. She's like the fig queen.
She's like, it burned like hell. I did it again.
Lucky for them, we're actually growing a ginger plant. So we hope to produce lots of ginger with that.
Yeah.
So. Okay, go back to the ginger story.
All right, what's next?
Oh, let's see. Well, this guy who calls himself the engineer says, I was once administered all-night insertion of 5 pins in my ass, P-E-N-S, while sleeping. It was a big gaping hole in the morning. How big were these pins? 5 pins isn't that much. Seriously.
No, but if you're sleeping on it, all I can think of is rolling over on top of them.
Oh, God bless.
He's lucky he was able to get those fuckers out.
Invest in a big-ass butt plug. I don't get that. Let's stop putting things in our asshole that doesn't need to be there.
Oh, so many things need
so
to be
many.
In assholes.
God bless. All right, John.
All right. Once I was made to spend the whole day in office with a carrot plugged in my ass. There you go. Something I've else in
that.
Your ass.
Yes, I've done that before. Go ahead.
It was painful and arousing, too. I could not walk properly, and it was evident to others, embarrassing for me.
Yeah, you know, this guy, years ago, he didn't have any sex toys in his house because I guess he moved back in with mom and dad. So he was webcamming with me, and he's like, Mistress Mia, what can I do? What can I use? I want to fuck myself so bad in the asshole. And I was like, yeah, I know, you're a big fucking pussy, and you just love to get your little pussy hole wet. So I'm like, go into your refrigerator. I'm sure Mama's got something in her fresh veggie drawer. And sure enough, he comes back with a fucking cucumber and like a bag full of fucking carrots. So I wanted to see how many carrots he could put in his asshole. On webcam, of course.
Now my question is, when he was done, did he put them back in the bag and put them back in the fridge?
I told him to, but that's just nasty. That's just nasty. I wouldn't want his mama eating from his dirty asshole.
You do. Yes, you do. Don't
it's
lie.
It's not mama's fault. Her son's a wackadoo.
You know you want her to. You want him to watch and tell you later, did you watch your mom eat your shitty carrots?
No, but you know what I told God have mercy. I had this one guy, and he actually had a big crush on his stepmother. And I told him, I said, well, you're a pig. You're actually a little dog. You know what dogs like to do? They like to piss in shoes when they're mad at their owner. But I think you need to go and ejaculate. Fucking come all in your mama's little house slippers. And then when she puts those slippers on, she's not going to know what even hit her. When she feels that warm little goo mess of your fucking cum. And he did it.
And he did it. What happened? Did he tell you about it?
He told me. He told me that. They were fluffy slippers. So I guess they didn't dry very well. And he kept doing it night after night until finally she would say something. So she came in one morning and actually said, I don't understand, but my slippers keep getting wet. And, you know, she couldn't attribute to anything, but honestly, it was
funny. He just kept doing it.
Yeah, absolutely. He kept doing it. He was weirdo. He was such a weirdo. It was funny.
Oh, my God. Okay. I regularly get nipple stretchers under my piercings for hours, or weights hung on my other piercings on long chains. And he sometimes sets up the enema stand with 2 liters of water in it and makes keeping that in for a certain time limit as a punishment, too. I wear a butt plug most of the time anyway. So that's not really used as a punishment for me.
Nasty little hoe.
Damn.
Yes.
Just, it feels like you're going to have diarrhea any moment for you're just holding it in.
Jesus, Lord.
Why? Because we do BDSM and it's fun.
Yes, so true.
That's why.
So fucking true. All right. So I don't know if these qualify as unusual, but simply refusing to play with a sub, restrain a sub, and playing with another sub, ordering a sub to masturbate repeatedly, ordering them to please someone he or she clearly dislikes, or ordering a sub to eat or drink something the sub dislikes, buying the sub some sort of special toy or clothing, and then denying the sub opportunity to wear it or use it, perhaps instead ordering the sub to give it to another sub. Not terribly inventive, but the best I can come up with, says the lurker. But you know, this is kind of funny because I actually made one of my female subs go down on another female sub that she didn't like. And it was great. She was like, I can't believe you made me eat her pussy. I'm like, shut the fuck up. You loved it. And I made you eat her cum. And then I shoved your fucking face in her cunt, didn't I? Yes, mistress.
You know, and she hates it. She says pussy's... Yes. Remind her of Petri dishes, and you made
yes,
it eat it.
Exactly.
Because I know who you're talking about.
You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah,
and
I
said, suck it up.
That shit's funny.
It was fucking hilarious. Absolutely.
Because she saw one of my subs one time come out in an outfit and said, oh my God, I just came on myself.
Oh, yeah.
So she does like girls.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Okay.
She had me as her dom for a few years. So.
Just throw her under the bus.
Absolutely.
This is your punishment, bitch.
Exactly.
We're going to talk about you.
You're going to like the next one. It's I'm So Mean.
Oh, yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Put Icy Hot on a girl's nipples, then make her stand in the corner with her hands on her head. Vicks Vapor Rub on a butt plug before it's inserted. Make her put on a pair of panties that have been in the freezer overnight and were wet when they were put in the freezer. Damn.
Yeah, that's hardcore.
Yeah. No, I like that one.
I bet you do.
Yeah.
You know, we use Vicks VapoRub all the time in the dungeon, and we put it on balls, dick, pussy, whatever. Whatever. I mean, it's great.
Yeah.
And if you want to be super mean, then you use the Icy Hot.
Listen, I like putting nipple clamps on a girl, especially if it has a chain on it, and then pulling on it a little bit.
I bet.
And making her come here.
I bet.
I do like that. Hmm. They don't like it so much, but I do. You know, I say I'm not into pain, but there's some pain I do like. With my evil laugh.
So this next one is an active ink slinger. So I take it she's maybe a tattoo artist.
Yeah.
She says, I focus more on rewarding good behavior than punishing bad behavior. I don't indulge in physical punishment with the exception of a mild spanking. But denial, denial, and more denial. That's all it really takes. Through mind control, it's so very easy to train someone to become a perfect, obedient subject. And that's the thing. You got to plant little seeds in their mind as manipulation.
Right. She likes the mind fuck.
I love mind fucks. Yep. Yes. You know, I did a session the other day, and I played in the background the actual one of the recordings that we did on the podcast.
Yeah.
Of the asylum. Okay. You know, be careful what you wish for.
Yeah.
And, you know, here he is in complete bondage, not knowing what the fuck's happening.
And listening he got, to that.
Yes, and he got very fucking scared. And I told him, you're never gonna leave. You'll always be here. You're trapped like a little rat.
And he believed you because you're Mia.
Absolutely.
He will do that.
And his little dick got hard and it was drippy.
Listen, I'm just going to tell the audience right now. Reading that story got you excited. You like that story.
Oh, I love that story.
Yeah, you.
I'm evil with that story.
Oh, yeah, you are. You're like, that's some shit I would do.
Absolutely.
Cut the legs off. You're dependent on me now, bitch. Trying to go pee with no legs. Can't go to the toilet.
Yeah, and she was going to have his teeth removed.
Yeah.
And nearing the end of the story, it was great.
A feeding tube.
Yes. And you came in to tell me, you're like, that was some fucked up shit.
You're just smiling like, yep.
Yep. Cha-ching.
It's like, damn.
Yeah, I love it.
Don't even know my friend anymore.
Yes, you do. I'm deliciously sick. All right, John.
Now, here we have some comments to some of these stories. One says, I would regard having my collar taken away on pretty much the same level as someone handing back their wedding ring. It wouldn't be a punishment. It would be breaking my heart.
Aww.
No. All right, here's another one. So, just to clarify, you've had Vicks VapoRub administered to a butt plug prior to it being inserted into your ass? Yep.
Yeah.
Vicks VapoRub.
It's amazing. Good.
Tiger Balm. Oof. You know, somebody really fucking hates you if they put some Tiger Balm on you.
Oh my God. You can't, like, rinse that stuff off. Like, once Tiger Balm's there, it's there for hours.
Yeah. And it burns.
It's horrific. Yeah. Yeah. Don't ever. Like, one time I got it in my eye because I was rubbing it on my sinuses. Holy shit. Horrible. Horrible. But anywho, yeah.
Oh, it says, and Albus oil, deep heat, Tabasco, the juice from a piece of ginger root, and Fighter Fix liniment?
Yeah.
I don't know what that is, but
damn. Well, liniment is an old thing. They always say liniment. You know, that was like early 1900s.
Oh, okay.
Anywho, what seems like punishment to some is orgasmic pleasure to others. A good loving dom should not administer punishment beyond the point that the sub needs to use their safe word, which is true. As a dom to several women, I pride myself in having a sub use their safe word. Hmm.
Okay. Once given in so willingly to a partner, continued desire to dominate me, to be rejected and humiliated by him to my best girlfriend.
Hmm. Wow.
All right.
So.
It says, So somebody replied to the deep heat and Tabasco juice for a piece of ginger, the fight or flight liniment, and said, "What a pain in the ass."
Indeed it is.
Now, exactly.
This next one is from the internet philosopher. "I believe denying my sub attention or even ignoring a text would undo much of my efforts to restore her self-worth. Just letting her know I'm disappointed has a significant effect. For non-physical punishments, making her use her own willpower against her is quite effective." For instance, ordering her to use no TV or internet for the day, and or she can't use her phone, only for important phone calls, to me of course, makes her decide if she would rather submit to having her ass warmed to a very nice shade of red. Orgasm denial, especially after she has serviced me, will drive her crazy. She's impetuous and tends to react before thinking. So anything that makes her exercise self-control when I'm not present is both a good way to teach her and to emphasize my authority in a way that she won't forget throughout the day. Lying to me about it afterwards would be a catastrophic mistake on her part. So I'm confident I get the truth from the simple question of, were you a good girl while I was away? Yeah. I've done that before too. I've taken my sub's phone from them, or I've, you know, put a parental control on it and it's changed the passcode. Orgasm control. Orgasm denial is, that's very, wow. That's a big control right there.
Yep. Here's one that I like. "Once my vaginal lips and clit were spanked, beaten with leather belt until I exploded into ever-stopping orgasm."
Yikes.
So I like to do that. It's not really a punishment, though. That's just, I'm going to make you come, so I'm going to keep hitting you in the clit.
Yes.
Depends on who you are, though. Some girls will see punishment. Some girls, whew.
Now, let me tell you, this next one, this is a point that we had talked to someone about this past week. Uh-huh. This was from Master Jonathan. He wrote this. "Punishment should not be given when the Dom is angry. He must be in control of his emotions when punishing, lest he go too far and cause undue mental or physical injury. Also, when punishing, be sure to let the sub know why he or she is being punished so the lesson will be learned."
Exactly.
Don't you agree?
Absolutely.
You can continue with that one.
Okay. Physical punishments like spanking, whippings, etc. are not always the best methods. Your submissive may actually like them, in which case they are not punishments. There are pain sluts who get off on physical abuse. I have found that simply letting the sub know you are displeased is more punishing than anything I could do to her physically. When you have a sub who truly wants to please you, failure to do that is the worst punishment imaginable. Now, I've had a conversation with one of my subs about that, too.
Oh, absolutely.
And I told her, I said, I don't have to punish you, because if you disappoint me, that's going to be punishment enough. She agreed.
Yeah.
So, yeah, she doesn't like disappointing me. "I do not believe in the silent treatment, as that runs very close to neglect and that is not what a true dom does. Lastly, when punishing, make sure that afterwards you give the submissive proper aftercare. He or she needs to know and understand that while they made a mistake, you still love them and want to care for them. Never let the punishment be the last word on the matter."
Hmm.
Somebody knows how to be a dom.
Interesting, right? I like Master Jonathan.
Thanks, Master John.
Wow. So, this is from Black Slave for White.
Ooh. Ooh. Sounds like my kind of slave.
Sounds like your kind of slave. "Punishment is not to be enjoyed or make you aroused. My master does punish me at times with a spanking with his hand, a paddle, or some other device, but while it hurts, it also arouses me, so it's not a true punishment. When I receive a true punishment, it varies. Master believes the punishment should fit the crime. Sometimes it's putting me in time out while I'm kneeling on uncooked rice in the kitchen on the hard tile floor."
That'll do it.
It will. At first you think, this isn't so bad, but then the grains of rice start to dig into your flesh, and it begins to hurt, and not in a good way. The amount of time is based on what I may have done to be punished. Master knows I hate the bottom of my feet touched or played with, so sometimes he'll put in a leg spreader and make me lay on my back with my feet up and flog the bottom of my feet. This is an old and tested punishment that goes back to ancient times from the Middle East of Africa Africa, excuse me, when an owner does not want to spoil a girl's beauty or mark her up. But the worst is when he plays mind games with me. I hate the mind games and just wish he would punish me physically and get it over with. So, you know, I haven't used the uncooked rice, which I really like that idea, but I've used
Himalayan... Somebody's getting uncooked rice this week on the dungeon.
Yes! But I've used Himalayan rock salt.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Hey.
That'll start to burn, too.
Oh, yeah.
Damn.
Especially after I beat their ass a little bit, I just kind of grind it into their ass cheeks, which is always fun.
Make them bleed and pour alcohol on it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Absolutely. I did get very excited. Woo.
I actually have a friend that likes that. We have a friend that gets his fingernails sharpened and then puts this coating over it that makes it hard. So it's like glass. They're super sharp. And he'll scratch your back. And he'll leave little scratches. And you do it enough, you know, you'll start. You get blood no matter how hard it does it. But you won't see blood until there's enough of it. So some people like it a little bit harder. My friend does. She likes it a little bit harder. She likes to have the scratches open a little bit. And then she asks him to put alcohol on it to clean it up. Because she likes the pain.
I bet.
Yeah. So she's scratched up. It hurts. And then she gets alcohol, so she gets that sting. And then for about 2 or 3 days, she feels it heal. So it lasts for a few days. It's not a punishment. She loves it.
Well, you know, one of my subs was so bad one time, he kept getting mouthy. So, you know, you got to do something.
As they do.
As they do.
Stupid brats.
Stupid brats. Stupid fucking whores.
Don't they know that if they're bratty, they're going to get punished?
You know,
yes, they do.
They have to know this.
That's why they're bratty.
They have to know this. But anyway, he he doesn't like feet. He's just one of those people. He does not like feet.
He doesn't like feet?
No, he doesn't. But, you know, my feet are great, and they never smell. I love my feet.
I'm saying, I like my feet. I use them to walk with.
Yeah.
Do things.
Right? But you know what I did?
I would be sad if I didn't have my feet.
I know you would. But.
Off with their feet.
God, stop. Shit. Okay. So, you know what? I did. I took off. I went over after I blindfolded him, and I tied him to a tree outside. I took one of his wet, sweaty socks from his shoes and put it in his mouth and duct taped over it.
Of course you did. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I'm dying telling this. It was terrible, but he liked it. Of course. He had to eventually like it. He was tasting his own sweat.
You're such a bitch.
I'm such a bitch.
Oh, God.
That was great. Yeah, it was great.
Okay.
Yes.
That just sounds like high school bullying.
Why? He liked it. Ultimately, he liked it.
All right. Well, our time's up.
Oh, boy.
Darn it.
Dagnabbit.
So until next time, make all your high school bullying fantasies become realities.